This podcast discusses exchange-traded options issued by the Options Clearing Corporation. Options involve risk and are not suitable for all investors. Individuals should not enter into options transactions until they have read and understood the risk disclosure document, characteristics, and risks of standardized options. Available by calling 1-888-OPTIONS or by visiting optionseducation.org. None of the information in this presentation should be construed as a recommendation to buy or sell a security or to provide investment advice.
Good news for investors this week as the market closed at a 17-week high.
This is OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors podcast, Selling Puts.
We're going to talk about selling puts. We're going to talk about spreads and income strategies. And then I think the position management stuff we're going to talk about, I think some of you will really find that pretty interesting. Okay, do we have any put sellers here in the audience? All right. What's your motivation for selling puts? Can I call on somebody? Okay, yeah. What's that?
Get stock at a discount.
Okay. Okay. Buying stock at a discount and generating income while still being willing to accept buying the stock. Okay. Selling puts is what I would call a moderately bullish strategy. All right. You don't sell puts if you think the stock is going to double. Okay. But if you think the stock is going to go up a little bit, selling puts might, in some circumstances, be a really practical and really good strategy, depending on your risk tolerance, of course. When you sell puts, what kind of delta do you have?
Negative.
You have a negative delta, right? If the stock goes up, you make money, given no other changes, of course. If implied volatility goes up, that could thwart your efforts a little bit. You can use this to have an entry into a stock at a specific price, at a specific target buying price. If the stock doesn't change, if you sell an out-of-the-money put and the stock doesn't move, well, guess what? You keep the premium. The stock expires worthless, and whatever you sold the option for, you get to keep. Also, this is an option selling strategy. You can translate that into saying this is a volatility selling strategy. If implied volatility decreases, you can stand to profit as well. Now, we can look at selling puts in two different ways. The first way we're going to look at it is as a cash secured put. All right? A cash secured put is, here's an example. When we're going to sell one 45 strike put at $5.50. Now, what's the risk we have here? The risk is we could own the stock. Right? If we end up getting assigned, we're going to buy the stock at what price?
$45.
So what we're going to do is we are going to secure this put. We're going to secure our potential obligation by depositing cash into our account just in case we need that cash to buy the stock in case we get assigned. There are two types of people in the world. Let me start out with this. There's the type of person who can categorize people into two different types of people. And the other type of person, right? I happen to be, obviously, the type of person who can categorize people into two types of people. Now, you can categorize traders into two types. Value traders or momentum traders. Value traders are traders who look for cheap stocks that they think are going higher. If you're the kind of person who's comfortable buying a stock on a dip because it gets a little cheaper, hoping that it's going to move a little higher, this is a pretty practical strategy. Basically, what we're doing here is working a limit order to buy the stock, aren't we? If the stock ticks down below 45, it's trading below 45 at expiration, we end up buying the stock at an effective price of $39.50. Does everybody see how I came up with that number? The price if we get assigned, the price we're going to pay for the stock is 45, but we also get to keep that $5.50. Now, the most money we can make when we sell an option is the premium we collect when we sell that option. And that's really important to know. All right? Selling options gives us limited profit potential and potentially unlimited loss. The unlimited loss here comes into reality if we get assigned and the stock drops. But if you're comfortable owning stocks, well, you're probably comfortable doing a cash secured put. Now let's look at a slightly different example. ABC stock at 26.45. We've been following ABC stock and we think it's a buy at 26, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to sell the ABC 42 30 strike put for a premium of $4.60. Now there's a couple things going on here. First of all, this is an in-the-money put that we're selling, right? What's the delta of this put? I mean, we don't know exactly. Right, it's closer to 1 or to 100, you know, depending on what you look at it. What does that mean? Well, it means you're probably fairly likely to get assigned. If this is an 80 delta put, you have about an 80% chance of getting assigned, right? That's what we talked about earlier. So we're really selling this put as an entrance strategy into the stock. We're saying, I want to buy this stock. And this is a way of buying it at a cheaper price than where you can buy it in the open market. Now, what happens if the stock is trading above the strike price at expiration? Right. Yeah, you don't get assigned, but you get to keep the premium. Now here you can make $4.60. You know, that's 18% or something, right? An 18% move in a stock over a 42-day period is pretty good. Now if the stock goes to 50, the most you can make is $4.60, so there's a trade-off. Now, one other thing that I'd like to call attention to here is if we're selling one of these 30 puts, we're not necessarily saying that we're doing this on a cash-secured basis, are we? We're not necessarily saying that we're putting the money into our account just in case we get assigned. So, I mean, if we do get assigned, well, that's one of our risks. We want to sell only as many puts as stock that we're really prepared to own because that's a real potential. All right, now there are two things that can happen. At expiration, the stock is either trading above 30, I kind of went into this, or it's going to be trading below 30. If the stock is unchanged, trading below 30, we end up buying 100 shares at an effective price of $25.40 in this case. You see how I came up with that number? Kind of the same way. Just simply 30, where we actually buy the stock when we get assigned the strike price, minus the $4.60 we collected. If the stock's trading above 30, the put expires, we don't get assigned, but we still get to profit by the amount of the premium we collected. If we look at a profit and loss graph of this, it kind of looks like this. There's a trade-off here between selling the put in order to buy the stock and simply buying the stock. If the stock is trading anywhere below the strike price at expiration, okay, having sold the put as an entrance strategy is going to outperform having bought the stock, right? Because we're selling this put for more than parity, for more than its intrinsic value. The trade-off comes above the strike price, where if the stock really takes off, we can only profit by the amount of premium that we collected when we sold the stock. All right, so similar example, but it's sort of a different motivation, is selling the put for income. Here, instead of selling the in-the-money put, the 30 strike put, we're going to sell a put that's a little bit out of the money. We're going to sell the 25 strike put. So we're going to sell the 42-day ABC 25 strike put for $1.55. Now, one of two things is going to happen at expiration, right? It's going to be above the strike or it's going to be below the strike. If the stock is above 25 at expiration, what's going to happen? Right. Absolutely. And this is achieving our objective. We're trying to generate income. If the stock is below the strike at expiration, well, then this is the eventuality that we have to be mentally prepared for, and maybe financially prepared for as well. We may end up having to buy 100 shares at a lower effective price than where the stock is now. Of course, the stock moved a bit lower. We're going to end up buying the stock at $23.45. Okay, so back to put premiums. This is an income-generating strategy. It's a put-selling strategy. You know what? We can also call this a volatility-selling strategy. Because with selling either the in-the-money put or the out-of-the-money put, what do we want to happen? Well, we want the stock to really not move too much. If the stock really declines way through our strike price, well, we end up getting assigned buying the stock and losing money, right? But if the stock really takes off to the upside, well, there's an opportunity cost because we can only make what we collected in the premium. So from a stock standpoint, we're selling volatility. We want volatility of the stock to be low. We also want the implied volatility to come down. Here we're talking about a stock that has a 90% implied volatility. If the implied volatility decreases, so will the option premium, everything else held constant. Another thing going on we have here is time decay, or theta. We're talking about selling a 42-day option. There are other choices. We could sell a 90-day option, 120-day option, or a 2-year option. Now, selling a 2-year option is going to give us more premium than selling a 90-day option, right? Well, I don't know. Maybe not. We can sell this 2-year option, the 730-day option, for $14.80. We can also sell 8 consecutive 90-day options for $7 a crack each time. Because of this nonlinear rate of time decay, we're likely to make more money in the long run by selling consecutive shorter day options. And how we quantify time decay is with the Greek theta. The theta of a leap is something like this. The leaps will decrease in value by a nickel every 7 days. The theta of the 120-day option, well, they'll decrease in premium by about 16 cents, theoretically, every 7 days. The 90-day option will decrease by about 18 cents. Once we get to a week, it starts losing its value really, really rapidly. All right, so what can we do by selling puts? What's our objectives? We can acquire stock below where it's trading, right? It's a great entrance strategy into a stock. We can profit if the stock rises. It has a negative delta. It's possible to profit if the stock is unchanged. It's a volatility selling strategy. Now, what are the problems with this type of strategy? We might end up buying stock in a declining market. If you're a value person, if you like buying stock on dips, maybe that's not bad. You know, but is this just the first stop on the way lower? I don't know. You know, that's sort of part of your forecast. But it's not really fundamentally different than working a limit order. Things to think about. Difficult economics. This is just a moderately bullish strategy. You know, you can only make what you collect in selling the premium. So, you know, you can't think I'm selling puts, I have a bullish strategy. Leverage, we can put leverage for an advantage or a disadvantage. So you just got to kind of know what you're getting into and be prepared for whatever may happen.
We hope this podcast helped you understand some of the advantages and limitations associated with selling puts. Ready to learn more? Download OIC's Advanced Options for Experienced Investors podcast, Long Call versus Debit and Credit Spreads. If this podcast left you with any unanswered options questions, please call us at 1-888-OPTIONS or visit www.optionseducation.org.